Is there a more rock and roll name than Mick? I put it to you that there is not. If you believe there is, please head to the website therockcurator.com to enter your suggestion, and I'll cover the most popular choice in another episode of the podcast. For this episode, though, it is all about famous Micks of rock, and that's why it's titled Mick Lovin.
This guy's either going to think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's Mick Lovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay, so what's it going to be?
I am Mick Lovin.
There are so many famous Micks, in fact, that there was no need to include Michaels or Mikes. So no Michael Hutchence, Stipe, Schenker, McDonald, Nesmith or Anthony. And no Mike Munro, Shinoda or Durnt. Mick and rock are so synonymous that one of the most famous music photographers is called Mick Rock. Mick Wall is one of the rock world's best known writers. The obvious place to start is with the only Mick to receive a knighthood, so far, Sir Michael Philip Jagger. As a member of the Rolling Stones and as a solo artist, he has reached number one on the UK and US singles charts with 13 singles, the top 10 with 32 singles, and the top 40 with 70 singles. Mick and the Stones continue to roll on. On the 23rd of April 2020, they released a single, Living in a Ghost Town, a new track recorded in London and Los Angeles in 2019 and finished in isolation. It was part of the new material that the band was recording in the studio prior to the COVID-19 lockdown. The song reached number one on the German singles charts, the first time the Stones had reached the top spot in 52 years, making them the oldest artists ever to do so. Rock on, Sir Mick. Because they clearly knew the power of the name Mick, the Stones decided to double down, and after they parted ways with Brian Jones, who sadly died shortly afterwards, in 1969, they brought in Mick Taylor. As a member of the Stones from 1969 to 1974, he appeared on some of the Rolling Stones' most acclaimed albums, including Sticky Fingers, 1971, and Exile on Main Street, 1972. Another who has made a significant contribution to the world of music is Mick Fleetwood. Mick is best known as the drummer, co-founder, and leader of Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood, whose surname was merged with that of the group's bassist John Mac McVie to form the name of the band, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. Fleetwood Mac has sold more than 120 million records worldwide, making them one of the world's best-selling bands. The band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998 and received the Brit Award for outstanding contribution to music the same year. Their most famous album, Rumours, became the band's first number one album on the UK albums chart and also topped the US Billboard 200. The songs Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop and You Make Love and Fun were released as singles, all of which reached the US top 10 with Dreams reaching number one. Rumours has claimed sales of over 40 million copies. One of the greatest sidemen in rock history is David Bowie's guitarist, a gifted songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, arranger and producer, Mick Ronson. Mick Ronson received a mention back in episode 3 when he swore after a phone cut in over the end of the track Life on Mars. He was a session musician who recorded 5 studio albums with Bowie, followed by 4 with Ian Hunter, and also worked as a sideman in touring bands with Van Morrison and Bob Dylan. Ronson and Bowie also produced Lou Reed's Transformer, with Ronson playing lead guitar and piano and writing string arrangements. The album is considered an influential landmark of the glam rock genre, anchored by Reed's most successful single, Walk on the Wild Side. Ronson also recorded 5 solo studio albums, the most popular being Slaughter on 10th Avenue, which reached number 9 on the UK albums chart. He was named the 41st greatest guitarist of all time by Rolling Stone magazine in 2012. This man thought the name Mick was so cool that he adopted it as his stage name, Robert Duell, better known to us as Mick Mars of Motley Crue fame. He dropped out of high school and began playing in a series of unsuccessful blues rock bands throughout the 1970s, sometimes using the name Zorky Charlemagne. I think Mick Mars is possibly a better choice than Zorky Charlemagne. One of the bands, White Horse, had a vocalist named Mickey Mars, M-I-C-K-I-M-A-R-Z, who inspired the later name change. The name Motley Crue came about after Mars remembered someone referring to an old band he was in as a Motley-looking crew. Motley Crue has sold over 100 million albums worldwide. They have also achieved 7 platinum or multi-platinum certifications, 9 top 10 albums on the Billboard 200 chart, including 1989's Dr. Feelgood, which is Motley Crue's only album to reach number 1, 22 top 40 mainstream rock hits, and 6 top 20 pop singles. One of my favourite underrated drummers is Mick Tucker, of legendary glam rockers Sweet. Bandmate bassist Steve Priest said of Tucker, "He was the most underrated drummer that ever came out of England. He was the powerhouse of the band. He was technically marvellous, his timing was impeccable, but he had a lot of soul as well, and he really felt what he was playing. The band first achieved success in the UK charts with 13 top 20 hits during the 1970s alone, with Blockbuster, 1973, topping the chart, followed by three consecutive number two hits in Hellraiser, 1973, The Ballroom Blitz, also 1973, and Teenage Rampage, 1974. Mick wore a long-sleeve T-shirt emblazoned with 13 Hit Wonders in glitter on the front for the film clip for the song Action. The band turned to a more hard rock style with their mid-career singles like 1974's Turn It Down and Fox on the Run, 1975, which also reached number two on the UK charts. These results were topped in West Germany and other countries on the European mainland. They also achieved success and popularity in the US with the top 10 hits Little Willie, The Ballroom Blitz, Fox on the Run and Love Is Like Oxygen. I ruled out Michaels and Mikes at the start, but I'm going to allow Mickey's because you can't take the Mickey out of me. Boom Tish. Mickey Curry is a drummer best known for his long-term collaboration with singer-songwriter Bryan Adams, although he has worked with Hall & Oates, Cher, Tina Turner, Alice Cooper, David Bowie, Elvis Costello, Sam Phillips, Tom Waits, Survivor, The Cult, Steve Jones and other musicians. I'm fortunate enough to have a stage-played Mickey Curry drumstick in my collection, having flown high and wide at the Derwent Entertainment Centre to reel it in at a Bryan Adams concert. Bryan and the band came out to play on a smaller stage, two-thirds of the way towards the back of the venue, and I was well positioned to watch this segment. Mickey threw his drumsticks into the crowd, and after some strong use of the body on my friends, both male and female, I ended up clutching the drumstick.
What a catch! Magnificent catch by Boone!
Other Mickeys include Mickey Jones of Welsh band Man, who is not to be confused with Mick Jones of The Clash or Mick Jones of Foreigner. More on them shortly. There's also Mickey Dolenz of The Monkees, Mickey Baker, who is listed at number 53 on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Guitarists of All Time in 2003, Mickey Waller, an English drummer who played with many of the biggest names on the UK rock and blues scene, Mickey Hart of The Grateful Dead, and Mickey Thomas of Jefferson Starship and Starship. I've steered clear of Micks from the world of pop, such as Mick Hucknall of Simply Red, and Mick Talbot of Style Council, Dexys Midnight Runners, and The Bureau, who had a hit in Australia with Only for Sheep. Back to Mick Jones, and our first is best known as the lead guitarist, co-lead vocalist, co-founder and songwriter for The Clash until 1983. In 1984, he formed Big Audio Dynamite. The Clash achieved commercial success in the UK with the release of their self-titled debut album in 1977. Their third album, London Calling, released in the UK in December 1979, earned them popularity in the United States when it was released there the following month. It was declared the best album of the 1980s a decade later by Rolling Stone. In 1982, they reached new heights of success with the release of Combat Rock, which spawned the US top 10 hit, Rock the Casbah, helping the album to achieve a 2x platinum certification there. The other Mick Jones is a singer, songwriter and record producer, best known as the sole remaining original member of the British-American rock band Foreigner. Prior to Foreigner, he was in the band Spooky Tooth. Foreigner, originally formed in New York City in 1976 by Jones and fellow Briton and ex-King Crimson member Ian McDonald, along with American vocalist Lou Gramm. Jones came up with the band's name as he, McDonald and Dennis Elliott were British, whereas Gramm, Al Greenwood and Ed Gagliardi were American. In 1977, Foreigner released its self-titled debut album, the first of four straight albums to be certified at least 5x platinum in the US. Foreigner's hits include Feels Like the First Time, Cold as Ice, Double Vision, Hot-Blooded, Urgent, Waiting for a Girl Like You, I Want to Know What Love Is, and So You Will. Foreigner is one of the world's best-selling bands of all time with worldwide sales of more than 80 million records, including 37.5 million in the US alone. Mick Box is an English musician who is the lead guitarist of British rock group Uriah Heep. He's the only member from the band's founding in 1969 who is still active with the group. Following the 2020 deaths of Lee Kerslake and Ken Hensley, he is also the last surviving member of the group's classic lineup. Uriah Heep has released 24 studio albums, 20 live albums and 41 compilation albums, including two greatest hits albums. 12 of the band's studio albums have made it to the UK albums chart. Return to Fantasy reached number 7 in 1975, while of the 15 Billboard 200 Uriah Heep albums, Demons and Wizards was the most successful, which was number 23 in 1972. Uriah Heep has been referred to as pioneers of the hard rock and heavy metal genres. The band has sold over 45 million albums worldwide, with over 4 million sales in the US. Mick Ralphs began his career as a teenager playing with blues rock band The Buddies. He released a single with that group in 1964 before joining the Mod Doc Thomas group in 1966. After an eponymous Italian album debut, the band changed its name twice, first to Silence in 1968 and then in 1969 to Mott the Hoople. On the verge of breaking up, the band were encouraged by David Bowie to stay together. Bowie wrote the glam rock song All the Young Dudes for them, which became a massive commercial success in 1972. Bowie subsequently produced an album of the same name for them, which continued their success. Ralphs remained with Mott until 1973. In 1973, he founded Bad Company, along with vocalist Paul Rodgers from Free. Bad Company enjoyed great success throughout the 1970s. Their first three albums, Bad Company, 1974, Straight Shooter, 1975, and Run With The Pack, 1976, reached the top five in the album charts in both the UK and the US. Many of their singles and songs, such as Bad Company, Can't Get Enough, Good Lovin' Gone Bad, Feel Like Making Love, Ready For Love, Shooting Star, and Rock and Roll Fantasy, remain staples of classic rock radio. They have sold 20 million RIAA certified albums in the US and 40 million worldwide. Ralphs continued to record and tour with Bad Company until the original band folded in 1982. Other notable Micks are Mick Abrahams, Jethro Tull's original guitarist, Mick Harvey, a multi-instrumentalist best known for his long-term collaborations with Nick Cave, with whom he formed The Boys Next Door, The Birthday Party, and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Mick Thompson, one of two guitarists in the band Slipknot, in which he is designated number seven. Mick Brown, a drummer who has played in the bands Dokken, Lynch Mob, and with Ted Nugent. Mick Avery, the longtime drummer and percussionist for the English rock band The Kinks. He joined them shortly after their formation in 1964 and remained with them until 1984, when he left amid creative friction with guitarist Dave Davies. He is the longest-serving member of the band, apart from the Davies brothers. Mick Grabham, from late 1972 until 1977, the guitarist for Procol Harum. Mick Pointer, the original drummer and a founding member of Marillion. And Mick Rogers, guitar and vocals, 1971 to 75, and then 1983 to present for Manfred Mann's Earth Band. Now, there may be some other rocking names out there, and I look forward to seeing your suggestions on the website. But sadly, Craig doesn't have huge representation. The only notable examples I've found or can think of are Craig Nichols of The Vines, Craig Montoya, formerly of Everclear, Craig Chiquiso, songwriter, composer and record producer, founding member of Jefferson Starship and Starship, and the only member of both bands to play on every song, album, tour and video, and a personal favourite, Craig Bloxham of Aussie rockers Spy vs Spy. For all things The Rock Curator, head to the website therockcurator.com or check out the Facebook or Instagram pages or listen to the Spotify playlists. See you next time.